Well, hello, Kantians. On today's episode, I have a big announcement and a change to the structure and format of the show. And that's all I'm going to say. I hope you guys enjoy the new and improved I Can't Even crew.
Coors Banquet, brewed in the Rockies.
Welcome, 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 my fellow Kantians. Today I have a very, very big announcement, something that I've been wanting for a while, but never really was given the opportunity. And my guest and I have been going back and forth for months now, I think, and are finally pulling the trigger. So I would like to announce my new co-host, Kay Boyett.
What up, everybody? It's official. We know you wanted it. We saw the tweets. We saw the emails. We said, give the people what they want. Give them what they want.
Exactly. So all the way from the Gateway City, Laredo, and Music City, Nashville, we're going to bring you the I Can't Even podcast. So the new format from now on is just going to be weekly, ideally on Mondays, because that's when I have off. But we're going to get at least one episode each week out to you guys. And I'm really excited.
At least. Hopefully we'll have some guests come on too, for quite a few guests.
Well, I already have next week's guest set up.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for you guys to meet her. Cabe has never met her, doesn't even know her, but it's an old friend of mine from high school. And then, actually, let's talk about that. So I gave you some homework. I gave myself homework too.
I'll be honest, I haven't touched that since I told you I did. I have about 55 or 60 of them.
Yeah, no worries. So for me, so the homework assignment was to create a 100s list. So what the 100s list is it was taught to us at Vivint, where it's like, create a list of people you know in your life, reach out to them looking for like people who want Vivint or people who want to work for Vivint, right? So it was kind of like a double use method, where it's like, okay, it's good for recruiting, right? Because you can hit up grandma and be like, hey, do you know anybody that needs a summer job, right? Or you can hit up grandma and be like, hey, grandma, do you need Vivint, right? Or do you know anyone that needs a home security system? Well, I took it and started applying it to, okay, who do I want on the show, right? So I gave Cabe a homework assignment to do his hundreds list, and then I've been creating mine. I'm actually at number 85 my guest, and I still haven't typed her name. I don't know how to spell her name. It's actually someone I don't know personally, but I know her sister. But yeah, do you want to share like maybe five? They don't have to be like your top five, but like five of your guests.
Okay. So Daniel Miller, he's probably, I don't know. I mean, he's definitely top five of ones that I want to get on. He's Riley Green's manager, Martina McBride, Cassidy Pope, like managed Lady A for freaking 13 years, like a very, very successful in the music industry. I'd like to have him on. A guy named Ben Hayslip, number one songwriter. Let me tell you his songs, a few of his songs. I'll Name the Dogs, Honeybee, Only Way I Know, Gimme That Girl When She Says Baby, All Over Me, Small Town Boy, Mind Reader, tons of number ones. I think he has like 25 now, so he's one of them too. Ray Slater, he's the audio producer for the Bobby Bones Show. Lakota, you know who that – you know that show, right?
Yeah, I do. That'd be dope.
I think I heard – did Carla Marie talk about that on the episode with them? About Bobby? I think they said something about Bobby because I was like, oh, that's cool.
I think they did because they're all like one big group of friends.
They're all under iHeart.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But they like know each other personally too.
Yeah. Because they're all friends with Charlamagne and stuff too. But are Carla Marie nationally syndicated?
So
are they just like Seattle only?
Right. So they actually lost that job.
When they were on that show.
Right. So they were syndicated, I think, in a few cities just in that Seattle area.
Okay.
Yeah. But okay. When they worked on Elvis Duran, of course, he's syndicated in like 100 different cities or so.
Yeah. Elvis is huge. Mm-hmm. Elvis and Bobby, I'd say, are close to the same level, just in different formats or different genres. But
yeah.
Ray Slater is the Bobby Bones audio producer, and he also does a podcast. I love the Sore Losers, and I'd like to have him on. We've been DMing back and forth on Twitter just about random stuff, goofing around. So I'm going to ask him in a few weeks whenever the time comes.
That'd be dope.
My buddy Mike Jones Jr., he plays football at Clemson. He's about to be the starting outside linebacker if they have a season, which we're going to talk about today. I would have liked to have had him on today, but it was more of an intro for the co-host idea. So, I mean, that's four. Yeah. The list is in my car.
No worries. Well, then I will. I mean, that seems like a killer list. I'm going to share five of mine. So one of them is Kane. He used to host the Kane Show out of Rockville, Maryland. And that was another big syndicated one. They were syndicated, I think, in like 50, 60 different cities. And he just recently lost his job, too, after 14 years. I've been listening to him since day one as well.
How do you spell his name?
K-A-N-E.
That's just Kane?
Yeah, his name is Peter Diebler, but his alias is Kane on the morning show. And he's supposed to be starting something up soon once his confidentiality agreement expires. So that's one. My buddy Doug Cartwright. Doug.
Oh, yeah. You know, yes. Heck yes. Dang it. Heck yes.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Yeah, yeah, I don't care.
I don't want my mom to listen to this.
Well, I'm definitely not going to censor myself. But
that's fine. Yeah. I just don't want her to be mad at me.
No worries.
Sorry, mom. Love you.
And I apologize to Cave's mom in advance for my vulgarity. But Doug Cartwright was a killer sales rep at Vivint, one of the top reps for many, many years. And then he left to start his own meditation app. And that's doing really well. So I would love to have him on. He's also friends with Tim Ferriss. So that's another one that I would love to have on. Tim Ferriss rarely does be a guest on people's podcasts, but I have kind of an in, so we'll see about that. A rapper out of the Philadelphia area, he's like a boom bap rapper named Mad Squabbles. He's just a killer. I'll have to send you some of his music. Super, super talented lyricist and a young kid. I think he's about your age, and he's been doing it for some time now, trying to put his name on the map. Yeah. Who else? There's a dude from, I think he's from England. His name's David Woodhouse on Facebook. He's actually like in like the ferret groups that I follow. And he has just the funniest ferret related memes that he creates and posts. And I'd love to have him on just to talk about living with ferrets and how unique of a pet they are. Because they really are like toddlers from the time you have them to the time they pass away. So it's yeah. And dude, then
we should get either or both of them at the same time if possible. We should get Steven Anderson and Damon Price.
Who are they?
Steven and Damon are the dudes that do all like the incentive stuff for Vivint. And like the dope video in Cabo of like the dude jumping in the pool. Like that was Steven. Like his whole job. I think they got rid of his position, but he literally got paid to like go around and like see all the places that they would go and stuff. And Damon does all the incentive stuff, but Steven does is now, I think he like flips restaurants or something really cool. He works with Casey Ball a lot.
Yeah. I met him when I went to go get my AirPods, and him and I had been corresponding for months. I'm like, dude, just send me my free fucking AirPods. I won them. Right.
Yeah.
It was one of those like sales incentives, and I killed it that week. I think that week I threw in like 8 or 9 accounts, and I was like, I want my AirPods. But, I'm totally down for that. Anyone, Todd Peterson, Todd Santiago, anybody.
If we could get TP on here, that would be crazy.
I think that would be so awesome, to have those kind of minds, bless this podcast, because they really are future oriented. They're very business related or business oriented, and just really solid people, to know. Really, and I've met TP on several occasions, had dinner with him at one authentic dinner, and it was cool to just pick his brain for, you know, a few minutes. I was a nobody, so he was just whatever. And then I think one that would be really cool is Kevin Lampe. He's a Phi Kap alum, and he was a national president, I think, several times. But he runs a consultation firm worldwide for politicians. So he writes speeches for politicians around the world. Someone who's big that he's written for was Barack Obama.
That's and, very cool.
Yeah, during
I think
his
you told me about him.
Yeah, during his entire 8-year term. Kevin Lampe was writing many of his speeches. He actually knows the Obamas personally. So I have them on my list as well.
That would be insane.
I'm like, how fucking cool would it be to have like Michelle and Barack or, you know, the whatever come Either on the podcast. Or. Yeah. And just,
dude,
you know,
take the politics out of it. If I could just like talk to Barack Obama, that would be so cool. He seems like such a cool hang, bro.
Yeah. He's a dude that you can grab a beer and like, and just hang out with, right?
Just have a conversation with, yeah.
Yeah, so those are like not my top fives, but you know, some of the rest of the people, you know, there's like Eminem, where it's like the likelihood that Eminem will ever be on this podcast anytime soon.
Pretty low,
but he's my favorite lyricist. Yeah, Gary V. I think Gary V would be dope. I think he actually would be like super willing if we could get into a schedule.
Yeah.
Shit like that. So yeah. So those are some prospective names that we would like on this podcast. If they're already listening to this podcast, hit us up. If not, you're going to hear from us eventually. So I feel like that's just such a cool idea to get some ideas of who you can get on and maybe they wouldn't be interested, but maybe they know someone else of their status that would be interested and stuff like that. The whole point of this podcast is to really have fun and bring guests on and just shoot the shit with them. And so now that I have a co-host, you guys aren't going to be bored by just fucking hearing me ramble on because I couldn't find a guest. Yeah. Like now we're going to have 200 guests that we could, you know, pick from and be like, hey, let's line it up for the next 2 years, you know, who we're gonna have on.
2 years, then let's do it.
That two to four years. I mean, think about it. If 100% of these people on our list get on, I mean, we got 4 years of content.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's do it.
So we'll see. I wanted to start a new thing on the podcast. I know Color Marie have been doing it on their radio show and now doing it on their Twitch. I'm like, man, that seems like a really, really fun idea. So we're going to start that here. And it's a game. So if I haven't already said that, the first game we're going to play, it's called Stuff Happens to you, to me, to pretty much everyone. It's a card game. And we're going to play it a little bit differently than the rules because we're not here in person. Basically, the concept of the game is that there is like a misery index. And so, for example, I'm going to pick up two cards and I'm going to read them to you. So, fart on your first date is the first card. And so, it gives you a misery index of a certain number. And then the second card is roller skate into a manhole. And that has a misery index number.
So, is it basically like, would you rather?
It's not would you rather, it's which one is worse in your opinion. And then if it compares, so I'm switching it up. So these are not the rules. So if you're listening to this, going to pick up the game is played a lot differently than we're about to play it on the air. But this is the only way it would make sense for us. So out of those two cards, fart on your first date or roller skate into a manhole, which one do you think has a higher misery index number?
What is a manhole? Like, what is
a manhole? Is like the sewage holes that you see on the street.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way worse than farting on a first date.
Yeah. So the misery index for roller skating into a manhole is 92.2. And this is ranked out of one to 100. And then the misery
Who ranked
index,
these?
So it was actually, I was looking at the rules and like the description. They use like clinical psychologists, therapists, behaviorists. They actually took real data. They actually
took a real poll.
Yeah, they took real polls from true professionals and then took the average of those of what they thought out of these 200 cards. Like they literally gave these 200 cards to behavioral psychologists and were like, okay, rank these. Like marriage therapists, rank these. And then they took an average of all of those rankings and created what they call the misery index.
Interesting. Very cool.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how we're going to play. Now, for me to play, because it has the misery index right on the card, I kind of have to be like super sly with it. So by the way, you got a point. You got it right.
What was the other one? How much was it?
Oh, 52.1.
Oh, yeah. Just to explain myself a little bit, if you were to fart on a first date, you could play that off and be like, sorry, like, just had beads this morning or something. Like, make it funny. I don't know.
Yeah, no.
Like, that wouldn't be bad at all.
Well, it also, I think it's relative to, like, you know, the gender, right? If you're a female, that might be mortifying.
Yeah, very true.
You know, it might be. If like, April had farted on her first date with me, I would have laughed my ass off.
Dude, I would have thought it was so funny.
Yeah, I would have thought it was funny. It wouldn't have been like embarrassing or anything like that. It would just been like, oh, you know.
That's something I would say in like my vows or something. If I was on a first date with a girl and we ended up getting married.
Yeah.
Roaster.
Okay. So now I'm going to go. And how I'm going to do is I'm just going to pick up the cards and the misery index number is on the bottom. So I'm going to cover it up and kind of just like tilt the card up so I can read it. Okay. And then I'm going to rank them and see if I get them right. Okay. So first card is water slide into an empty pool. That sounds awful. That sounds awful. Oh,
shit.
And then the other card is your best friend marries your ex.
Oh my God.
Best friend marries your ex or sliding into an empty pool. Honestly, I mean,
dude, I'm sliding into the pool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think because, I mean, this is relative to me. I don't care who my exes marry. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
like I don't care if they're happy. Cool, right? But sliding into an empty pool sounds fucking horrible. But it's a misery index, so I got to think. Okay, what's the long term consequences or like the pain and suffering of your best friend marrying your ex? So I'm gonna say, to just try and win, I'm going to say that one's higher.
Yeah.
Because it has more long-term effects.
It has to be higher.
I'm assuming it's higher. It's not. Water slide into an empty pool is higher. The misery index is 80.3. And your best friend marries your ex is only 52.
What?
I know.
52?
Yeah.
Dang.
So
that seems low.
I know. But I don't know. Okay. So I lost that round. So your turn now. All right. And I can
wait. How long are we going? Did you say?
We're just going to do 5 rounds. So this is the 3rd round.
Well, we need to do 6 so that one of us can win.
Okay. We'll do 6. So which one do you think is more miserable? A 2-week migraine. That sounds awful. Or riding a broken roller coaster?
Riding a broken roller coaster.
Yeah, I feel like that one was super easy. Yeah, you got that one. Okay, so ding ding, 2 points on the board. Okay, now my turn.
What were the numbers?
Oh, so the numbers for that 2-week migraine was 51.5, and the riding a broken roller coaster is 77.2.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, so my turn. All right, thrown from a merry-go-round. Or your hand is super glued to your face.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's tough.
That one is tough. Super glued to your face, like, that's, like, super painful. But I feel like you could, like, really break your bones if you're tossed from a merry-go-round.
Yeah.
But peeling skin off of your face, like, your face is super sensitive.
I think I'd rather break a bone or two.
I don't know. Oh, this is so hard. I'm going to go with merry-go-round. I'm just going to go with the gut feeling. And I was right. So oh, yeah. your Your hand super glued to your face is a misery index of 51.3. And then thrown from a merry-go-round is 71.2.
Dang.
Yeah. All right. So that was 2-1. So that was the fourth round. We're going into the fifth round. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Charlie horse at 3 a.m. You know what that is? Like a little cramp.
Dude, I used to get that all the – dude, my whole body would cramp in high school after football.
Uh-huh. And then your car is stolen.
The misery index of this, definitely car stolen.
Yeah, and not by much.
Really?
Not by much. The Charlie horse one was 51.1, and your car is stolen is 59.5.
Dang. I would expect car to be a little higher than that. We'd call Taft and ask him about it.
That's true.
Did you know his car got stolen in Mobile?
Yeah.
That was right before we were supposed to come to Salt Lake, yeah.
Yeah, because then he was telling me about it, I think, when we were having burgers.
Yeah, that was a busy – dude, that was a busy 2 weeks for me. That was awesome.
Okay, my turn, and I definitely lost, but I'm going to play just for fun's sake. So the first one is a tattoo mistake. Like the Chinese letters or some shit, someone misspelling something.
No regrets.
Uh-huh. Find half of a worm in an apple you are eating. I'm going to just say tattoo because it's like permanent. I'm going to say tattoo.
It's got to be.
Yeah, but not by much. So the misery index for a half a worm in your apple is 50.1. And then the tattoo mistake is 57.2.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, some of these seem scary low to me. Like, I don't think that really compares at all.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know. That's crazy.
So that's the game. That stuff happens. Soon we're going to be Cabe and I are going to try and get video on this. I know Zencaster, the program that I use to record all these, is actually in – they're doing a beta test for their video. But it's – right now it's more for, like, the high-profile – podcasters and shit and celebrities that are on beta. So if you guys want us to be using Zencaster, tell all your friends about this so we can get higher and higher up the list and start providing more video content. I know that we're going to try and do like maybe a Zoom one next week.
Yeah.
With
the guest.
Yeah, I think so. I don't want to say her name yet. Oh, yeah, we'll shout out. So it's my friend Jordan. She goes by Lana Kane on Facebook. She's fucking hilarious. There's a group called Alaska Chug Buds, and she's on there, and she's, like, pretty popular on there too. So, yeah, that was a fun game, huh?
I like that game. That's pretty fun. I have to admit.
The first topic that I want to go over today, and it was something that happened 2 weeks ago, and I was gonna talk with Carla Marie and Anthony about it, but we got so wrapped up into the interview and they had to get off at like exactly an hour.
I just want to give the shout out to you on this, like, so that everybody can hear. That was a great effing interview. Like, that was, you did really, really, really good. And I know you were nervous, like you could kind of hear it in your voice, but it was just the chemistry of it. Like, they were playing off of you. They are great. Obviously, I mean, they've done radio for decades, so they know how to play off of whoever they're talking to. But that, like, the chemistry on that episode was great. Like, it was just flowed very well. And yeah, it was just a good job. I was proud of you.
Thanks, man. I was super nervous, and it was something I told everyone this, and I know I've said it on the podcast. If that was my last episode of I Can't Even, I made it. I did it. Right. Full circle. The people that inspired me to get a podcast have been on my podcast, and that was it. Thank you, Cabe, for that. But thank you to all the listeners as well. That is the highest listen to week that I've had. It was 263 listens for the entire week. So that's awesome. Thank you guys so much for the support. Keep supporting. Keep listening. Cabe and I, going forward, are going to make this – our efforts are to make this more entertaining and diversify it with different guests. especially with Cabe's experience in the music industry and what he's studying. He has a lot of pull in that way. And then me and just like fuck offery and all of my, you know, weird friends and shit.
You just made yourself sound like such a bum.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
no, talk yourself up. You're like, came to the music industry. He's going to have a lot of pull in me and my fuck offery. That sounds so mean.
Well, I don't like to gas myself up, but I know a lot of interesting people, but there's not a niche to it. And that's what I mean by like fuck offery, I guess, is that there's no niche. It's not like, oh, like purely broadcasters. No, like my list has like musicians, it has writers, it has authors, it has philosophers, like doctorate philosophers that have been published. It has psychologists.
You're talking about your list?
100s list. Okay. Yeah. Like, you know, the guests that I'm going to have on are not going to be very niche. They're just going to be kind of all over the place. Some of them are going to be comedians. Some of them are just going to be normal people that are just really fun to talk to.
Gotcha.
That's what I mean. But, you know, our goal is to bring a lot more structured format and a lot more entertainment to the Icont Even podcast and to the viewers.
Gotcha.
With that said, dude, have you ever tried to dispose of prescription meds properly?
No. I mean, I've never really had to have prescription meds, I guess. I mean, other than like, are you talking about like oxys or something like crazy, or just like an antibiotic?
Anything and everything. You're not supposed to just throw them away, which I didn't know that, right? I also have never had like leftover prescription meds.
Yeah, usually you go through the bottle if you do it, right?
Yeah, but sometimes they're like, the doctor will change your prescription halfway through and, you know, you'll stop doing it. Well, that's what happened to my father-in-law. He broke his knee and then it broke again during the recovery stage. So he had to have a second surgery on it. And so he just had like a big bag, two big bags of prescription meds. And then my wife and I had like a bag of like some antibiotics, ibuprofen for some reason. I guess it was expired. And then supplements that we weren't using anymore that were expired.
Gotcha. Which
you could probably just throw those away. But I know in Laredo, what they do is they take it to the police department. And there's usually like a drop-off place where you can just drop off the prescription meds and they'll incinerate them for you. That way they don't get into the water supply. They don't get into like junkies' hands. They don't get into like raccoons and shit like that are going through the garbage. And so my wife and I, 2 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, departed on our day of errands. And one of those errands was disposing of these prescription meds. So the first stop was, we're going to go to the police department. I go to the police department. I have three big bags of just pills. Right. You don't know what these are. They're unlabeled. Right. Yeah. Just a shitload of pills. And I think some of them were painkillers too. And I get to the door, locked. Try the other door, locked. I'm like, what the fuck is this? And they had a sign. It took me a couple minutes because I kept ringing the bell to get attention. There was a sign. It was like, during COVID, lobby is closed. Please make an appointment. And I'm like, fuck. Okay. So I'm like looking in. Probably look weird because I have these
bag
pills.
You're like a complete junkie.
Yeah, just trying to get into the police department. It's like, what the fuck is up with this dude? I was definitely caught on camera. I'm like, okay. So we left, and then April calls her parents. They're like, well, try the fire department. They'll take them. So on our way to our next place that we're going to, we stop by the fire department. And I walk up to the fire department. I ring the doorbell. I knock. One guy comes out from behind me. I'm like, hey, I have these bag of pills. Some of them are painkillers. I heard that I can drop them off to you guys so that you can dispose of them. And the dude looks so bewildered. He's like, hold on, what? I go, I have these pills. Some of them are painkillers. And I'm trying to dispose of them properly. I hear that we can drop them off to you guys. He goes, I've never heard of that. Let me call my chief. So he calls the guy. As he's calling the guy, six other guys come out of the door that I originally knocked on. And they're like, hey, what's going on? So I repeat again. hey, I have some pills. Some of them are painkillers and I'm trying to dispose of them properly. And they're just all confused. Like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, this is awkward. This is really awkward, right? Because there's all
they None of them know what's going on. They've never heard of this.
They have no idea. So I could be some kind of junkie just with a shitload of pills trying to do the right thing or something, or like trying to like kick my habit or whatever, right? And so everybody, I think everybody in that firehouse was outside surrounding me. And so I just started chatting them up like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And they're, you know, they could not give me an answer. They're like, sorry, I guess there's like some days, like some months that will take them. Like there'll be just a drop box outside that the sheriff department handles. I go, oh, okay. And they go, well, you're doing a good thing, right? Like we're just not taking them right now. Yeah. I'm like, okay. They're like, do you want to try the police department? I'm like, I've already been there. It's locked. They're like, oh yeah. Well, maybe try the sheriff's. I'm like, okay. So I leave. That was like 15 minutes of super awkwardness because nobody had any idea what the hell's going on. It's like, I didn't. Yeah. And so I get back in the truck and I go, well, I guess we're stuck with these prescription pills. Like, I don't know what to tell you because I'm not going to another place.
I'm not going to the police station again. Let them look at me like I'm stupid.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. So
you go to all the emergency service offices. You're like going to the ambulances and stuff.
Yeah.
The Department of Transportation.
So if anybody knows how to get rid of these fucking pills, let me know, because we still have them and we're going on like week three, like since me trying to get rid of them, where we just have these big bag of pills.
This is how boring our lives are during this COVID crap, that Lakota is trying to get rid of his prescription pills that he has in his house.
Yeah.
What a time to be alive, man.
It's interesting. I mean, I definitely before this, like if I did have any like painkillers or anything like that, I probably would have just like flushed them or like threw them away without thinking.
Yeah.
And so I guess there is a way.
I definitely wouldn't have thought of that. That's interesting though.
Yeah, I guess there is a way to dispose of them properly, but that fuck it. Yeah, if anybody knows, let me know if there's like if I can take them to a pharmacy or to the hospital or something like that, just so we can like get rid of them and all that. That way they don't pose a threat. So, yeah, that's my funny story. You had a topic that you wanted to go over.
So I didn't. I should have like gone through and like taken notes about what's been going on. I don't know. Do you really understand what's going on with college football?
I do know that it's canceled, right?
Some of them.
Okay.
So,
but they're keeping it to the conference that they're in, right? So they don't have to travel as much.
Yes, some have completely canceled. I just pulled up an article from the Washington Post. So it says, which college football teams and conferences have canceled? Yada, yada, yada. Well, you have to pay for that. Hold on.
That reminds me of the scene in The Office with like trying to read about, I think it was Ryan getting arrested and like all surrounding whatever his name is, computer. And they're like, oh, sorry, the article's going to cost 99 cents. Like everybody's quiet.
Yeah.
Like that's nobody funny. Wants to give up 99 cents. Like, holy shit.
That's funny. So these are, I'll go through the small ones first, like the small conferences. So the SWAC, Southwestern Athletic, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, the Patriot League, NJCAA, Ivy League, Division II, and Division III. Division II and Division III being very much smaller schools. This doesn't have the big ones yet. I know the Big Ten canceled. I think the Pac-12 is canceled. And a few others, but the SEC, which is obviously the big conference that basically holds like all the big teams, most of the big teams, the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12, I believe, are all supposed to still be playing. So the SEC's got like Alabama, LSU, Auburn, Georgia, Florida, it's teams like that. And then the ACC basically just has Clemson. That's pretty much it. Clemson has no competition. They have Florida State and Miami as well. And then the Big 12 is like Texas, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, Baylor, West Virginia. And they're all doing just interconference play. The SEC is a 10-week schedule. It's going to be crazy dope. Like, if the SEC actually gets to play, it's going to be insane.
Yeah, because it's just going to be like big game after big game after big game.
I mean, LSU schedule. Here, I'll just pull it up. SEC schedule chart. Like, there's just massive, massive matchups. So LSU schedule for 2020. 2020. Hold on, I'm sorry. I should have it pulled up already.
No, you're good. You know what I'm sad about? I'm a Ohio State Buckeyes fan.
Yeah, that was the first one to go.
Yeah. Hey, well, it's because it's. I mean, fall's about to hit, and well, fall's hitting, in some areas, especially
fall
up
camp,
in the north.
I mean, for football, fall camp is like they were in full swing, dude. Like these players had been on campus. I think that's why there's been so much blowback, is that these players had already been on campus for. I mean, the SEC's been since June. June 6th, or it might have been July 6th. I think it was June 6th, though. Like, they've been on campus, and they've been
training
and training and going through, like, all this stuff. If somebody like Justin Fields, Ohio State's quarterback, who's a junior, going into his junior year, likely going to be a top three pick. Like, he's been working his ass off.
Yep.
But and then, like, if you think of a story like Joe Burrow last year, when Joe Burrow transferred to LSU from Ohio State in 2018, he wasn't even on the draft radar. At all.
No.
2019 had an okay season, threw for like 16 TDs or something. He was going to be a late sixth or seventh round pick projected at the beginning of the season. And he went first overall.
Yep.
So you've got all these people that are not like you got all these players that are working their asses off to be great. And they don't even have a chance to showcase that. And I think that's what sucks about it is that these guys have worked their life for this.
Yep.
The amount of money and time, blood, sweat and tears that they've put into their career. And they're trying to monetize it by making it to the big leagues, like making it to the NFL, and they don't have the opportunity to do that. And I think that's horrible.
I agree, and that's why I'm one of those people that's in full support of paying the players, is because a situation like this arises. Let's say you're a senior, right? And you know, you're not on the map, but that one season could change your life forever.
Yeah.
Right? Where you're like, okay, like I time to amp it up. This is my last season. Give it all I have, right? In hopes, if my goal is to get into the NFL, to at least get drafted,
yeah,
right? So that I can have a career doing something that I love doing that I've done all my life. Well, if you don't have that and you're not top seeded, you're not on the draft radar, the likelihood that you're going to be able to go further is stopped by COVID, right?
Wait,
because boom. And all that time and dedication that you put into it comes to a fucking halt, right? So let's hope your education was great, right?
Yeah.
Because that's what you're going to have to get your career in,
is
something along those lines. But if we're paying these players, right? Because I know a lot of college athletes, they don't have time for fuck else anything, right?
Yeah.
They really don't, especially when the season starts for whatever respective sport you're in. It's you live, eat, and breathe and shit that sport.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And you know, they don't get that college experience. They barely get into college education, barely, because they're, especially if you're in these big football conferences or you're in basketball conferences, you're traveling a lot.
Yeah.
Right. So you're not, I never saw these kids in class, right? Maybe once a week.
Yeah.
And so, I think they should be paid. I think they should be paid either through sponsorship deals or through wages, like hours put onto training, hours put into play, whatever it is, however way they want to break it down. Because the NCAA gets a fuck ton of money.
Dude, it's
from
a
these
billion,
players.
Billion. Like, I think they cleared, I'll just pull it up so I can have the actual facts. They cleared billions last year.
Yeah. And it's ridiculous. I mean, off of merchandising, off of namesake, off of clips, off of video play, off of ticket revenue.
Okay, I was wrong. I thought it was billions. But in the fiscal year of 2019, they generated $867.53 million in revenue from television and marketing rights fees. Oh, that's only television though.
Yeah,
that doesn't include.
Yeah, it's billions because that's. And that's all, that's only what they're reporting, right? The true numbers are always going to be higher.
Yeah.
But it's ridiculous that these players, they do work their asses off for 4 to 5 years, right? And they don't, if they don't go professional after that, yeah, it was probably a great experience for them, but their bodies are fucking like abused, right?
Yeah.
Now they're going into a career where, you know, it's probably not oriented towards that sport. Maybe it is.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah. I mean, I think they should be paid. And I mean, just it doesn't have to be six figures, right? I think that's what people that are against it, and I don't think there's many, but you know, the people that are against it are like, well, you know, these are like, we're talking 19, 20 year olds. Like, we can't be paying them millions of dollars. It's like, yeah, maybe not. Maybe. Right. But it doesn't have to be that high. Yeah. Right.
Well, technically they do. I mean, I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus. It's not my friend that goes to Clemson. I'll put it that way. He's not the one that has told me this, but I have a buddy that plays at a smaller school that's still a D1. Like, they play big schools and stuff. And he was on the team, and they get stipends like monthly for like their rent and food and stuff. So they do get paid, but it's not enough. And there's also, I mean, at big schools, like, I know of players who they did have a salary with the school, like under the table, like the boosters giving them money. I know of a guy that was making 100K a year, and he's missing his senior season this year. So they make the money, but it's just the fact that it has to be so secretive that,
and if they're caught, then and they're if fucked. They're caught,
there's, yeah, exactly.
And that's what I think is fucked up, right? Yeah. Is that, and it, man, this is the same fucking argument for like drugs and everything, but whatever. But like, you know, if you recognized it and you regulated it and gave these players a fair shot to, you know, put some money into savings, where they, if they don't go pro, they at least all that time they were able to stack money and, you know, get into a good career without being like severely in debt because, you know, it took them 6 months to get a decent job or it took them 4 years to get into a decent career that like pays a living wage.
Yeah.
Right. Because these jobs that, you know, quote unquote, require degrees also require internships and experience. Well, if you're a college player, you don't have fucking time for that.
Yeah.
Right. You don't have time to go and get experience. You don't have time to go get an internship at a fucking chemistry lab if your degree is in biochemistry. Right. Yeah. You don't have time for it. And so it really fucks them because it delays their ability to get into a career that's not professional by a year or two, because they have to go and get those entry level jobs to get experience. And even some of those require experience. So after they graduate, some of them will have to get into like special internship programs, which could delay them for 6 months or a year or whatever. Right. So it's just like, it's just thinking like that, where, you know, if there was a way to help these players, and I think COVID highlighted a lot of discrepancies where it's like, you know, look, now we just fucked all these players that are going to graduate and they're not even going to be able to play their senior year.
Yeah.
So
they're defining, so a lot of them, they're defining year for going pro.
Exactly. Exactly. So yeah, man, it's heartbreaking. I was an athlete, definitely not at the collegiate level, but at the high school level. And I could only imagine if I wasn't able to play. I mean, I stopped my, at the end of my sophomore year, because then I moved back to Alaska and didn't want to be a part of the politics in basketball. That was my like big sport that I was really good at. And I didn't want to be in politics of the track team either.
Yeah.
Cause I was a junior national Olympian, mid distance runner. So I had the skills, I had the athleticism. I just didn't want to deal with the fucking bullshit that comes with it, that all these players deal with on the high school level, collegiate level, even down to like elementary and middle school level. Like it's actually kind of ridiculous. Yeah. Like in Ohio is a big football state. I played football in fourth grade, highly political.
And it's kind of like crazy.
It was fourth grade and like, it was like some serious shit.
Yeah.
Right. It's like, no, you're playing football. Right. This is life or death, boy.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? We're fourth I'm like 8 years old. I don't know what you're talking about. Right. Yeah. Like, and it's crazy. It's crazy being in that culture.
Well, to go off of the morbid note of not paying the players, it is exciting. Like, just to look on the positive, it is exciting that the SEC is playing like they are. And the ACC, yeah, I think, is still supposed to. And I think the Big 12 is as well. So it's going to be cool to see LSU have to play all of these teams. And not even just LSU, but I mean, I'm an LSU fan. But like, all of these teams have to stack up against each other week after week after week. It's going to be sick.
So it is.
I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Just like what's happening right now in the NBA, right? Mm, we're in the playoff season, and it's just like bang, 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 bang. It's really exciting game after exciting game. Like,
yeah,
I think it was Donovan Mitchell.
Dude, he dropped like 50 the other night, didn't he?
It was like 57. Just put him ranked third and highest score in a postseason game. Yeah. It's like, that's awesome. Donovan Mitchell has not been in the NBA very long. And he's really, really talented. And unfortunately, he prioritizes defense over offense. He's said it adamantly in interviews.
Yeah.
But for someone like that to put up like James Harden numbers out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I think they still lost that game, didn't they?
I honestly haven't been following the NBA super, super well.
I've been watching more hockey.
But yeah, the NBA has done a very, very, very good job with the situation. Like, they are testing and testing and testing. And I haven't heard of many, if any, cases like in the bubble, which is amazing. Like, shouts, props to the NBA for doing what they're doing and making it work. It giving people what they want, which is live sports again. So,
oh, yeah,
awesome.
It's been exciting. And I'm excited to see how this after COVID kind of changes how we do things a little bit.
It will. There's definitely some elements of the NBA bubble that are going to be, I guess, exploited whenever it comes back and they're playing in full arenas again, just because of how well it's worked.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I think it's amazing.
I think it is too. Well, anyways, man, I'm liking this format, I have to say.
I do too.
I feel like we're just not like all over the place. There's some structure.
Yeah.
So, guys, be sure to, I'm going to put Cabe's Instagram and his socials that he wants to share in the description, but also make sure that when you're listening to us on Spotify and Apple, especially on Apple, rate us, leave us a comment, you know, give us some stars, tell us how we're doing, tell us what you want to hear. We're making this for you guys. It's fun for us, but you know, ultimately at the end of the day, we want to provide relevant entertainment and content that you guys want to hear. So let us know on our socials, let us know on Apple and be sure to rank us. That way we can keep growing this and hopefully get higher profile guests on that you guys want to hear. And we can only do that if there's more listeners. So be sure you're sharing it with your friends and family too.
Oh yeah.
Hells yeah. Well, Cabe, I'll probably talk to you here in a little bit, but I'm excited for next week's podcast. And
it's going to be fun.
I'm going to send you, you should go pick it.
We need to prepare a little bit. Like, we need to like sit down for like 20 or 30 minutes one day and like go through what we want to talk about with her. Cause if are we doing like interview style, or are we going to do this kind of format where we're just kind of BSing?
This kind of style is always what I had in mind for Icon Divan.
Okay.
The super structured interview with Carla Marie and Anthony was like, because I was so fucking nervous and they had just lost their job. So I kind of wanted to pick their brains about how they're adapting, how they're changing, you know, what's going on in their lives. We're actually going to have Carla Marie and Anthony on again after they're done with their road trip. Sick. And so Cabe will be a part of that. And that will be more of this style where, you know, we do our basic intro. We'll have some intro music too.
I'm working on it. I was talking to that guy today.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Good. And then, go pick up Stuff Happens.
Okay.
It's like $25 at Walmart.
Okay.
But it's worth it that way. We can, like, for, I mean, it, Yeah, that way I can play like fairly. I mean, maybe you don't need to pick it up because that actually worked really well with how I did
I liked that.
Yeah, yeah. Don't pick it up. I think I would be able to sustain. I also don't really cheating.
Have. I really don't have $25 to throw right now, but
life of a college student.
Yeah, dude. Right? My God.
We'll have to talk about that sometime. How when's your semester start? This week or next?
Monday. Next okay. Monday.
So we'll talk about it on the following week after Lana, whoever we're having on as a guest then. We'll talk about it then because I think this semester is going to be really fucking different. This entire school year is going to be yep. very fucking different for everyone.
It already is. It already is for me because I mean, like, I have no idea what's going on. Like, I have no. They've sent us emails and stuff, but it's hard. Like, I just had a teacher yesterday email us and was like, "Hey, the class is canceled. You're going to have to go re-register for another one."
No shit.
Like, what? Like, how? It's still with her. She just changed what the class was. I guess it's because she had it classified as in person, and she just changed it to completely remote.
So why would you have to re-register for that?
I don't know. It didn't make sense to me either. I was like, why? Like, can you not just not change the class and just make it all online? Like, I don't know. It was weird, but right. I am looking forward to it because it's going to be, I think personally, I might be completely wrong on this. I guess we'll find out in November. I'm thinking this is going to be a much easier semester because when we were finishing up in the spring, I mean, not even that you could cheat. You didn't have to cheat. Like it was. Like everything was just there. Like it was so easy to just get everything done. And as long as you stay on top of your stuff with an online class, then it stays pretty easy.
But well, I think online classes are easier in general.
They are period. Definitely. And they can yeah. be harder depending on your professor. But I think that especially with all of this going on, they're going to try and work it around the fact that, hey, we know you're college students and you're all struggling right now. So we're not going to be ruthless with it. But as of right now, I have three classes that are hybrid. So that means week A and B, week A, I'll be in person, and week B, I'll be online, like on a Zoom call watching the class. So.
Awesome. Well, Cabe, I'll let you go because I know you have, I'm sure you guys are still busy in the fraternity house getting stuff done.
I could go over that for about 30 seconds real quick. We've done
yeah.
so much to this house, dude. We have changed so much. Everything looks so much better. Where I wanted it to be a house that I can take pride in, but I also wanted it to be a house that like everybody wants to come to and actually hang out just to hang out. Like not even just for like a party or a social event or a chapter meeting. Like I want people to just come and shoot the shit, you know? Right. And that's what we're working on. We're building a volleyball court next week or this week. We probably got to start on that like today. But yeah, we're getting there. Things are looking up for the old fraternity house.
That's awesome, man. Well,
heck yeah,
I'm gonna log off here and, we will talk to you guys next week.
We'll talk to y'all next week. See y'all soon.
Peace. All right, Contians, that's the end of the episode. I hope you all enjoyed this new structure and new format. Cabe will be joining me and another guest every week, hopefully on Mondays, but whatever we can squeeze in once a week. So be sure to hit the like button wherever you found this, subscribe, and leave a comment down below on what you thought of this new episode and what you'd like to hear and up-and-coming episodes. This episode was brought to you by philosapothecary.com. If you have dealt with stress, anxiety, and body aches, now is the time to try their Deep Relief Full Spectrum CBD oil. CBD is nature's anti-inflammatory and has been scientifically proven to help with overall general inflammation in the body. If you don't know, inflammation is what causes most, if not all, chronic health issues and soreness in the body. The full-spectrum CBD oil also packs a huge punch when it comes to combating daily stresses and anxiety. So, visit them at philosapothecary.com to pick up a bottle of CBD oil for yourself. Be sure to use promo code ICONTEVEN, all one word, at checkout to receive 15% off and free shipping on all U.S. orders. You can also find them on Facebook and Instagram at Philos Apothecary, all one word. I will have Cape Wyatt's socials in the link. I don't know them off the top of my head, and I didn't think to look them up when I was doing this outro. So they will be in the bottom, and moving forward, I will be reading them as well. Of course, you can join us at our website, iCan'tEvenPodcast.com. We're doing some changes to that as well here in the next few weeks, so stay up to date with that. And then, of course, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube still. I hope you all have a wonderful rest of the week, and we will chat with y'all next time. Peace.